KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy this morning, a chance of showers, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Radar shows the only showers are around the Greene County area between Jefferson and Boone and further off into northwest Iowa and then into southeast Iowa. Nothing in the immediate listening area or the surrounding counties for that matter. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Well, strong to severe storms are possible late this afternoon into this evening. The National Weather Service in Des Moines says severe threats include large hail, damaging wind, and even a few isolated tornadoes. The greatest threat at the last outlook was for northwest Iowa. And heat and humidity return to start the work week. Highs will be in the upper 80s to lower 90s, with heat index values ranging in the upper 90s to over 100 degrees each afternoon, Monday and Tuesday. So if you have any plans to work outdoors early next week, be sure to drink plenty of water, use sunscreen, wear lightweight and light-colored clothing, and take breaks in the shade or even air conditioning. And remember to look before you lock. Don't leave children or pets in unventilated vehicles or a vehicle without air conditioning on as the week begins. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop at around 12:40 this morning resulted in the arrest on drug charges of a woman and man from Pottawatomie County. Deputies pulled over a vehicle on Highway 25 near the Adams-Taylor County line and upon further investigation placed the driver, Tracy Renee Lehman of Des Moines, under arrest for driving under suspension, possession of drug paraphernalia, a meth pipe, open container of as driver, and interference with official acts. A passenger in the vehicle, Barrett Martin Driscoll of West Des Moines, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, a meth pipe, and he was cited for open container as a passenger. Adams County Sheriff's deputies were assisted to the scene by the Creston Police Department's K-9 unit and the Taylor County Sheriff's deputies. A traffic stop in Red Oak at around 10:47 p.m. on Friday resulted in the arrest of 22-year-old Michael Lee Hughes of Red Oak. Hughes was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance first offense. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Red Oak police report also 41-year-old Matthew Walter Riley of Red Oak was arrested a little after 3:15 p.m. Friday on a valid Red Oak Police Department Class C felony warrant for forcible sexual assault in the third degree. Riley was also arrested on a Class C felony warrant for burglary in the second degree and assault with intent to commit sexual abuse and aggravated misdemeanor. The forcible sexual assault charge was the result of a lengthy investigation into an incident that allegedly took place in August of 2018. The burglary and assault with intent to commit sexual charges, also the result of a case that dates back to August 2018 involving a separate time and victim. Riley was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in the investigation and arrest. Officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation say beginning Monday, Interstate 80 eastbound travelers wanting to reach destinations within Council Bluffs, primarily 24th Street or the South Expressway, must choose local lanes such as Exit 1B or I-29 South, I-80 East local. Eastbound drivers wanting to travel through the area without stopping should choose the express lanes to travel swiftly through the area and avoid merging traffic. Additionally, access to eastbound I-80 from the South Expressway will be closed until late this fall. Access for South Expressway traffic destined for the I-29 southbound will not change. To prepare for the changes, DOT officials say an overnight closure of eastbound I-80 takes place from 10 p.m. Sunday to 6 a.m. this Monday. Drivers are encouraged to plan ahead, slow down, and follow detours. More information on Iowa road conditions is available from the DOT's website at 511ia.org. Atlantic Police Department reports four recent arrests. On Monday, 29-year-old Noren Bishop of Council Bluffs was arrested on Cass County warrants for prostitution and pandering for prostitution. On August the 9th, 42-year-old James Almadaris of Winnetka, California, was arrested for theft in the fourth degree, shoplifting. That was the result of an incident that took place August the 1st. Another charge of theft in the fifth degree, shoplifting, and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. That same day, August 12th, 55-year-old Veronica Perez of Lancaster, California, was arrested for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. And on August 8th, 43-year-old Eric Grayling of West Salem, Illinois, was arrested by Atlantic Police for OWI. All four subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported three arrests. On Wednesday, deputies arrested 28-year-old Benny John Martella IV of Atlantic for OWI first offense. He was released later that day on his own recognizance. And following an investigation, Cass County Sheriff's deputies Wednesday booked and released 63-year-old Beverly Ann Wright of Carson on one felony charge of ongoing criminal conduct, three felony counts of theft in the first degree, four felony charges of theft in the second degree, one felony charge of non-supportive dependent adult, two charges of third-degree theft, an aggravated misdemeanor, one serious misdemeanor charge of theft in the fourth degree, and one simple misdemeanor charge of theft in the fifth degree. On August 7, 55-year-old Ronnie Robert Larkin of Council Bluffs was arrested on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for a sex offender registry violation. Larkin was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Page County on Thursday arrested Gary Dean Williams, Jr. at his residence in Coyne. He was taken into custody on a Page County warrant for violation of probation. Williams, Jr. was being held in the Page County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And a traffic stop on Highway 71 Thursday near Shambaugh resulted in the arrest of 28-year-old Dustin Paul Woodsmall of Clarinda. He was taken into custody for driving while license suspended, denied, or revoked, and cited for speeding. Woodsmall was transported to the Page County Jail and later released on bond. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Carol Edick, age 74, of Camdenton, Missouri, and formerly of Carson, died Monday. Memorial services for Carol Edick will be today at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Recon Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Roberta Wepler, age 83, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A memorial service for Roberta Wepler will be held today at 10:30 at the Salix Methodist Church in Salix. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Bernice Barrett, age 98, to Manila and formerly of Irwin, died July the 12th. Funeral services for Bernice Barrett will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Hazel Weston, age 95, of Audubon, died August 11th at the Exira Care Center. Services for Hazel Weston will be today at 1:30 at the Harvest Family Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Bernice Barrett, age 98, to Manila and formerly of Irwin, died July the 12th. Funeral services for Bernice Barrett will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Hazel Weston, age 95, of Audubon, died August 11th at the Exira Care Center. Services for Hazel Weston will be today at 1:30 at the Harvest Family Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Ken Meisinger, age 63, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Ken Meisinger will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Pauline Morganson, age 86, of Avoca, died August the 5th. Graveside services for Pauline Morganson will be Monday at 10 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Thomas J. Godwin, age 95, of Exira, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Funeral services for Thomas J. Godwin will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Kenny Waters, age 78, of Messina, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial for Kenny Waters will be held Tuesday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Dorothy Peters, age 94, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Peters will be held next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Oakland. Norman Jean Wigg, age 74, of Kirkman, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. A memorial service for Jean Wigg will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Dorothy Joan Alf, age 86, of Sun City West, Arizona, died August the 10th. Funeral services for Dorothy Joan Alf are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.